Dr. Thurman, I'm referring to your article that you handed out in which you had a topic called belt singing, which is about four paragraphs long. Would I be correct in assuming that all non-classical singing is being lumped under the category belt? Is that what you're saying to me?
No. There are matters of style, history, and all those kinds of things that are involved. What I am saying is that belted singing has certain characteristics. It is always loud, for instance. In general, it is the lower register, shorter prominent coordination that is taken higher and higher in pitch, which requires a tremendous amount of conditioning, which is also addressed in the paper, and, of course, skill and paying attention to the interactiveness of acoustics and the laryngeal coordination.
I just want to say that it's possible in the commercial world to sing in chest register of quality, thyroretinoid quality, both higher in pitch and softly in quality without going into head register quality. And that's what pruning is. And any sound which is not loud, but is clearly not classical or falsetto or flute or head mix, is in that gray area, which is referred to as mix, which is a specific category. And please think, seriously, reconstructing your paper to include equally all the musical theory considerations about the use of terminology, because four paragraphs on belting isn't enough to satisfy the community that I'm in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you wanted it to be 100 pages, 200 pages...
No, 50% of whatever you address.
There is a book that I've done that has whole chapters on that. This, you can't do everything in one paper for this. And that's the only reason only four paragraphs are related to that.
Okay.
Can speak more detailed in a more detailed way and more knowledgeably about this, but it's the time constraint.
Yeah, thank you.